Blog Talk Radio.
You did not wait for me to draw nigh to you, but you clothe yourself in frail humanity. Not wait for me to cry out to you, but you let me hear your voice calling me.
Welcome. You're listening to Victory Against All Odds right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Evangelist Benton. Today is Monday, August the 8th, 2011. It is 12:31 Eastern Standard Time. Thank you for tuning in today. I hope everyone had a great weekend. Please call someone, text someone, and let them know I'm on the air. Tell them to tune in weekly every Monday at 12:30 right here with me on Blog Talk Radio. You are listening to Victory Against All Odds, a radio talk show for the family where we will talk about some of the struggles and the obstacles that families face as it relates to issues of child abuse and depression, domestic violence, substance abuse, suicide, and substance abuse. So, let's talk. My email address is odds_against_u, the letter U, at yahoo.com. Again, that's odds, O-D-D-S, underscore, against, underscore the letter U at yahoo.com. Please email me if you have a question that you need assistance with. It is a good day to be alive. Today we want to continue on building our discussion. 2 weeks ago, we spoke about substance abuse. We defined what substance abuse is and how to seek help. So please go back and listen to that episode on July the 27th for details. Today, I want to jump right in and talk to you about domestic violence. This is a very sensitive topic because there are so many people who have and are experienced domestic violence but are just too ashamed to tell somebody that they are in trouble. Domestic violence can cost you your life. So this is not the time to be secretive, and I will be the first to tell you, the first to say, to get out and do it quickly. Let's define what domestic violence is before we go any further. Domestic violence can be defined as a pattern of behavior in any relationship, whether it's married, boyfriend, girlfriend. You know, I'm talking to the family, so all families apply however you decide you want to define it. Alternative lifestyle relationships that is used to gain or maintain power and control over another intimate party. Abuse is physical, it is sexual, it is emotional, it is economical, it is psychological. Actions or threats of actions that can influence another person. This includes any behavior that frightens, intimidates, terrorizes, manipulate, hurt, humiliate, blame, injure, or wound someone other than yourself. Domestic violence can happen to anyone in any race, age, sexual orientation, religion, or gender. It can happen to couples who are married, living together, or who are dating. Domestic violence affects all people, all socioeconomic backgrounds, and all educational levels. In other words, domestic violence has no respect of persons. Is this you? Is this your brother, your sister, your friend, your neighbor, your coworker, someone that you know? Please do not, I hear me well, do not turn a deaf ear to domestic violence. You may be emotionally abusive. You may be in an emotionally abusive relationship. There are different categories of domestic violence. It could be emotionally abusive. So let's see if any of the following applies to you or someone that you know. Does someone call you names, insult you, or continually criticize you? Does not trust you and act jealous or possessive? Do they try to isolate you from your family and your friends? Do they monitor where you go, who you call, or who you spend time with? Do they not want you to go to work? Do they control your finances or refuse to share money? Do they punish you by withholding affection? Do they expect you to ask for permission? Do they threaten to hurt you, the children, your family, your pets? Do they kick the dog, in other words? Do they humiliate you in any of these ways or any other way that I have not mentioned? Think about it. Is that you, your friend, your family, your coworker, your sister, your cousin, your neighbor that you don't know, but you hear the noise? I said noise. That means that it could possibly be a physical abusive relationship. So let's see if that sounds familiar to you. Okay. Does this person damage property when they get angry? Throw objects? Punch walls, kick doors? Do they kick you? Do they choke you? Do they abandon you in dangerous and unfamiliar places? In other words, do they make you get out the car in the middle of nowhere? Are you scared to drive with them because they are driving reckless? Do they use weapons to threaten you or hurt you? Knives, forks, screwdrivers, you know, scissors. Do they force you to leave your home at, like, very inopportune times or very inconvenient times? That would be just extra crazy. Do they trap you in your home or keep you from leaving? Do they lock you in a room, in a closet, in the basement? Do they prevent you from calling the police or seeking medical attention? Do they hurt your children? Do they use physical force in sexual situations? Do they tie you down? Do they make you have sex against your will? Are you wearing long sleeve clothes? Are you covering up bruises? That we are keeping it real today. Okay, one more category. Let's try this one. You may be in a sexual abusive relationship. I know you don't want to talk about this, but it is necessary. I know you don't want to hear it because it means you must admit this is happening to you or someone that you know. Please hear me. We must be honest and we must be open. Today I am pleading with you to seek help. So let's call the roll. Do they view women as objects and believe it in rigid gender roles? What do I mean by rigid gender roles? I mean, do they look at you as a woman, and because you are a woman, you're supposed to cook and you're supposed to clean? I'm the man. I'm supposed to work. I'm the man. I'm supposed to do this because you're the woman. Do they belittle your gender role? Are they very rigid in the definition of what a woman can do, what a man can do? That's what it means when it says gender, rigid gender roles. Do they accuse you of cheating or often or being jealous of your outside relationships? Do they want you to dress in sexual ways? Do they insult you in sexual ways or call you sexual names? Do they ever force you, or have they ever forced you or manipulated you into having sex or performing sexual acts? This could be with somebody else. They call it swinging, I hear. We're keeping it real today. We're keeping it real. Hold you down during sexual acts. Do they demand sex when you are sick, tired, or being beaten, or have been beaten, or after you've been beaten? Have they hurt you with weapons or objects during sex? Have they involved other people in your sexual activities with you, which is swinging? So do they bring outside people in, other strangers, other couples, and force you to have sex with other people? Do they ignore your feelings regarding sex? Are they denying sex if you're married? Or you're in a relationship, an intimate relationship, are they denying you sex? I know this is hard, but we have got to talk about this. We have got to talk about this so we can be free and walk in victory on today. We must overcome these obstacles. We must use our weapons to fight this battle so we can help the next person. Is there anybody out there listening? If you are listening, call me, 818-572-2919. Call me. Got a question? Know somebody? Think you might know of a situation? Give me a call. If this is you, please get a pen and a piece of paper and call your local hotline, or call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-SAFE. That's S-A-F-E. Again, that's 1-800-799-7233. Use your weapons. Develop a plan for safety. Find your local shelter in your area. Pick up the phone and call someone. Okay, I hear your spirit. He has threatened to kill you if you leave. Or she has threatened to kill you if you leave. There is no respect to persons when it comes to domestic violence. Write a note to your friend in a sealed envelope.
give it to her or him and tell them if something happens to you or you turn up missing to give it to the police. This is a strategic plan. This is a strategic plan. I am pleading with you today. Hope you can hear my heart today. I'm taking it slow because I want you to hear me. Okay. Is this you? Is this your brother? Is this your sister? Is this your friend? Is this your neighbor? Is this a family member? Your coworker? Your church member? I'm pleading with you today. Okay. Of course, I'm on a limited time here, so how do we start this process? I just spoke about that. First, you've got to admit that you need help. Someone needs help. If you think it's your neighbor, you don't know your neighbor, call the police anyway. Tell them to do what we call a welfare check. They'll come out, and they won't have no sirens. They'll just make sure that the person that you hear that's screaming or hollering or you hear things throwing, they'll do what we call a welfare check or a safety check just to make sure that the person on the other side of that door that you hear is safe, that there's nothing going on. Then you pick up the phone, call a friend, call a family, call the police. Create a plan of action and seek shelter. Create a plan of action. Keep some clothes packed. Call your local shelter. Find out what the requirements are. Find out if they have space. If you have children, make sure that you put a plan of a safety plan in that will cause your children to be safe. Have a way of escape. If it's in the middle of the night, tell somebody. If you are in trouble, tell somebody. If something happens to you, somebody needs to be able to be a voice from the ground. Speak. Speak. Tell someone. Seek shelter. We all have challenges in our lives, but we do not have to be subject to someone else's hurt and or their pain. Don't allow anyone to belittle you, talk down to you, scream, punch, kick, call you out your name, use force against your will, trap you in a room. Controlling, that is a form of witchcraft. Talking to some believers out there, has no respect to person, doesn't matter, big or small. It is possible to walk in freedom and deliverance from domestic violence. I know. I am free for my children. If you can't do it for yourself, do it for the children. Do it for your family. I know there's someone listening. Email me. My chat room is open. If you have a question, I've got 10 minutes left. If you have a question, you may chat. You may send us a question. I won't call your name. I will respond. Today is a little bit different. Yeah. Waiting on you. I want to give you every opportunity to reach out today. I'm pleading with you today. if this is you or someone you know, or you have a question, if you think someone that you know might be going through, if you see bruises, if they look like they're jumpy and scared, if their countenance changes when a certain person comes around, if they look like they're afraid, don't be afraid to ask them. Don't be afraid to look for some of the signs. You know, do you see bruises? Are they wearing long, you know, sleeves when it's 100 degrees outside? You know, are they wearing shades when there's no sun? Look for the signs. Don't turn your head the opposite direction. Don't close your eyes to domestic violence. Domestic violence is a very dangerous thing. Suppose it's not that severe. Suppose it's just, oh, he raised his hand. He yelled. He hit me one time. If they hit you one time, they're going to hit you again. Oh, he never hits me. But I can't use the phone. Can't talk to my friends. Or perhaps they call me every 3 minutes. They want to know where I am at all times. These are small signs that you are living with someone who could be a potential abuser. Don't ignore it. I'm pleading with you today. Trying to help you build strategic weapons so that we can fight this battle of domestic violence. Again, domestic violence hotline, the National Domestic Violence Hotline, is 1-800-799-7233. 1-800-799-S as in Sam, A as in Apple, F as in Frank, E as in Egg, safe. Against all odds, you can walk in victory today. You do not have to be in a domestic violence situation relationship. Do not. We were not intended to live a life of fear, walking on eggshells. If your home has become of somewhat of a prison, or you feel like you're walking on eggshells, or you feel like you're in prison, or you feel like you're being hostage in your own home, that is not the way to live. We were not created to live in fear, but peace and joy and a sound mind, peace. We should have peace in our home. We should be able to walk in freedom and deliverance, and we should be able to live happy, to have joy down on the inside. No one has to live in fear of an abuser or someone who threatens them. That was not the intended purpose on today, or yesterday, or last week, or last month. Okay, they said they were sorry, but then you find yourself, they did it again. That means they just were giving you words, playing on your emotions. Don't let that be you. Don't let that be you. Let them know. Call them out. Let them know. I see you. Don't let that be you. Don't let it be your neighbor. Don't let it be your coworker. Let them know that you know. Let them know that you're concerned on today. Against all odds, you can walk in victory. You can overcome all odds against you, every obstacle that comes to try and block you and keep you bound. Don't be bound any longer. That is my plea. Do not be bound any longer. I am here to help you walk in total victory. So, any callers, anybody out there, any questions, any comments, whether it's domestic violence, we've talked about child abuse, we've talked about attempted suicide, we've talked about suicide, domestic violence, substance abuse, child abuse. Any questions? So, stay tuned. If that is all, stay tuned. I will be here again next week on Monday, August the 15th at 12:30. So stay tuned in weekly so you can begin to gain understanding of the physical and the emotional challenges you are facing for yourself and or your loved ones, your friends, your neighbor, your classmate, your coworker. Together, we can learn powerful strategic weapons to combat the unseemly, unsurmountable obstacles that life can bring and begin the process of healing and forgiving. Remember, we always talk about forgiving those who have wronged us, those who have spoke all manner of evil against us, those who told us we were nothing and nobody. We know that we know better. We know that we are victorious, that we walk in victory. My email address again is odds_against@yahoo.com. odds_against@yahoo.com. Or you can Facebook me at facebook.com/Victory, capital A, capital O. Thank you for listening. Join with me next time, August the 15th at 12:30. I will be opening the line again for you to speak on the air. Until next time, you're listening to Victory Against All Odds right here on blogtalkradio.com. Have a blessed day, and remember to walk in victory.
You did not wait for me to draw nigh to you, but you clothe yourself in frail humanity. You did not wait for me to cry out to you, but you let me hear your voice calling me, and I'm forever grateful for you, and I'm forever grateful for the cross, and I'm forever grateful to you. Thank you. You don't have to wander in darkness. You don't have to let the devil rule over your life. But he came, he died on the cross for your sins. And he's right there where you are now. All you gotta do is ask him to forgive you for all of your sins. And he's right there, just and able, to forgive you for all of your sins and blot out all of your transgressions. That's why he came. He came for you. He came to seek and save you. Why don't you accept?